是不由我应天生命的命上春春体生经者寸心生风有过招是非善恶上色无动一动下刻不管今日是我要分的星座
Hello.Welcome back to another broadcast of the International Student Committee Dukebox. I'm Richard.
And I'm Mary.
The song that we have just heard is 惊蛰. It is a modern composition of the titled Solar Term. A solar term is a specific day in the lunar calendar which matches to a certain astronomical event consisting of 24 every year and different in dates.
惊蛰being the third solar term of the 24 occurs every year around early March.This year, it happens on the 5th, which is in fact should be when this show goes live.
Yes, speaking of it, can you believe how long it has been since the beginning of this program? I can't believe that we are into the exam...
Nope.
Into the season of exam...
No, don't mention it. It adds to the pressure. We know, we all know what you want to say, Richard. We do hope, without adding more pressure, very best luck to those experiencing challenges.However, for today's program, we do want to stick to something more relaxing and non-academic.
Indeed. So Mary, in terms of the relaxing aspect, what do you think we should be talking about today under the international background?
Well, if you're talking relaxing and entertainment for our generation, there is no going around the internet, for it is the platform with entertainment for all, despite what cultural background one is from.Yet, even under this international basis, I have realized that the online cultures and habits differ quite significantly across the globe, especially between the East and the West.
I see what you mean. After coming to the UK, I did find something to be absent on the UK or Western platforms of the internet that are prevalent on the platforms back in China. I think it is worth mentioning these features. So today, let us talk about the differences, influences,and impacts found with the communication of Eastern and Western online culture.
That is basically what I'm trying to bring up. But why are you still being so academic?
It is my occupation illness as a student, if you say it in the form of online Chinese slang. Forget it. Let's get on with the topic. The most significant difference that I've noticed is barrage. It is a commenting system for videos where the comments would float across the top of the screen when the video played to a certain point. This way of commenting originates from the Japanese website Nico Nico and was later adapted by the Chinese website including Bilibili and AC Fun. Currently, it is a typical feature for all media websites across East Asia.One of the reasons why this feature became so popular is that it allows commenting on a specific scene as it comments only floats across the screen during when it happens. This makes the comments more accessible and more connected to the video. Barrage also creates the illusion for real-time communication as multiple comments can happen at the same time with replies to each other. This can also help make better experiences.For example, when watching a trending mystery TV show, you can see people discussing about the mystery and what each scene means as they are happening. In live streaming, barrage can actually help with the interaction between the streamer and people watching it.
Indeed, there are many benefits associated with barrage. However, I do see a reason why it has not yet been adapted by Western media sites, considering that there are also problems.First, not everyone is used to having comments as part of the video. Also, while making the comments more accessible stimulates the comments, it also makes inappropriate comments more destructive. It will be extremely annoying going to an old mystery show and having the barrage tell you in the first episode that John is the murderer. Likewise, sometimes there are spams of certain comment which is also upsetting.
Well...Solution to these problems are developed over time. Initially, one can only choose to turn the barrage on or off. Today, filters for keyword come into play, addressing your problem for spoilers. This is because there are new barrages sent which fills up the displaying pool. And in order to address this, most websites are now allowing users to select the pool of barrage manually based on the date that it's sent. Therefore, one can actually choose to watch the video with the barrages sent when the video was actually trending. And therefore, it allows the watcher to actually travel back in time. For spamming, however, there's not yet a built-in tool to address this problem yet. But personally, I didn't manage to find some plugin which eliminates repeated barrages and then possibly use font size to demonstrate the frequency.
Yes, I'm sure these tools will continue to develop with barrage to ensure its quality. Yet, the effect of barrage is ultimately dependent on the quality of people online. The key for it, still, is for people to learn how to use this feature appropriately.
I'm sure it will get better. Being a fan of barrage myself, I do hope that this feature will be introduced into the Western web, just as some of the others.
Now you have mentioned it, let's talk about some of the more successful case of import to Western culture.
What do you have in mind?
Well, there's one obvious choice. Let's give us our audience a chance for guessing. Being released in 2017, it is known for featuring short lip-sync videos. It is popular around the globe and has made the 7th most downloaded mobile phone app in the decade. Some may have already guessed. Right, it is TikTok. But here comes a bombshell. Did anyone know that it is from China? As early as September 2016, Douyin, the original Chinese version of TikTok, was released in China, a whole year before it is released in the overseas market. And through this year, Douyin has already gained 100 million users in China alone. After TikTok is released in the overseas market, BitDance, Douyin's parent company in Beijing, purchased the Shanghai startup company Musical.ly in November 2017 with $1 billion. This allowed TikTok and Douyin to merge with Musical.ly and adapt its lip-sync video feature, making what it is most known for today.
And up to today, TikTok has already made the platform for young people across the globe to express their creativity. Due to this global success, it has been awarded as one of the top 100 companies in China in 2019. However, one thing that is slightly disappointing, even up to today, is that Douyin and TikTok are still kept on different servers due to the difference in regulation, preventing complete integration.
Yes, indeed. My iPhone has a English sort of like the account, and I can only download the English version of TikTok, so I cannot see anything sent from Chinese users. But I think that this gap will be closed eventually. After all, this difference is only man-made rather than cultural. The fact that TikTok and Douyin is popular internationally proves this.
TikTok is one of the platforms where an overlap in culture occurs. Another one of them is through online gaming. As players from different countries connect with each other, some of the online phrases get adapted and becomes universal. One of the most notable examples comes from the game Dota 2. Players of this game will be familiar with the phrase K-A-L-E. This is actually irrelevant to the vegetable, but it is the Chinese phrase Kala, meaning lag. The adoption of this phrase by Western player comes from early international matches of the game when there were frequent breakdowns of the server. Whenever it happens, Chinese player instinctively type Kala in the public chat to request for a pause. Fortunately, or unfortunately, due to the frequency of breakdowns, this phrase got used enough times to be learned internationally by the players. In a later match, there was even a funny moment when the Chinese player sent lag while a French player sent Kala into the public group chat.
Well, that is so interesting exchange of culture. Why do you think Kala became so popular in this gaming community, Richard?
Well, the gaming community is relatively a closed environment, so I think it is easier for these phrases to be exchanged, as it can easily become part of an inside joke. Nevertheless, I think there is an linguistical reason behind, as the word Kala ending with a vowel sign provides a clearer interpretation and emphasis than the word lag, especially when you try to speak it repeatedly, like Kala, 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 whereas in lag, it goes like lag, 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 lag. See, it gradually become gla rather than lag. I think it makes it pretty clear that Kala is more interpretable and makes better emphasis. So Similarly, culture has also spread the other way around, and English acronyms are used internationally, for example, back in China as well. Across all games, players adapt GG for good game, GL for good luck, WP for well played. The meaning and purposes for these phrases can then differ depending on the game and context.
It is surely cool to see how cultural exchanges happen on these platforms. Not being a gamer myself, I was not aware of these languages. But Richard, you mentioned how the use of these phrases differ across games. Is there such a phrase that is really universal?
Well, there is one. No matter what culture or game, it is always meaning the same thing. It can be used on both your teammates and opposition. In fact, it is not actually in any sort of language. It is ?? Repeat. Wherever and wherever it is used, it always induces anger.
Now, coming off games, I think there is one last platform that we should address, and that is video streaming.
Right, this is one of the exponentially growing industry in the last decade, and it's popular across the world.
In addition to the widespread popularity, different content due to culture are found on these platforms. Some of the theme then managed to spread globally. One of the streaming theme is mukbang, the Korean word for eating show. This form of streams became popular in South Korea in 2010 and later spread internationally. Twitch has even introduced the new category of social eating to promote this form of streaming. Streamers of other genres has also found it natural to incorporate mukbang as short breaks from the normal streaming. The wider media, including The Economist, Huffington Post, and Wall Street Journal, has all reported on the popularity of this form of the show.
Wow, it is amazing how internet culture has influenced the wider world.
That is not all. It has even gained academic attention. Kim Hae-jin, a doctoral candidate at Chosun University, has researched and wrote about the growing popularity of mukbang. It is argued that the fundamental reason for its popularity is that one can vicariously satisfy the desire for food by viewing. Eating, as desire from instinct, is what allows mukbang to grab our attention. After all, humans live to eat.
I'm not exactly sure whether that is true in the land of fish and chips, though. I think most people there eat to live.
Oh, please don't try to undermine my point with anomalies. Though it does explain something. And plus, I love Chinese and Korean foods.
Now, I am afraid it is time to wrap up the program for today.
We really hope that you enjoyed it and learned something about different online cultures around the world.
You mean the differences, influences, and impacts found with the communication of Eastern and Western online culture.
Oh, stop it with the academic title. Nevertheless, I am Mary.
And I am Richard.
Thank you for listening.
小伙宿命成佛折磨